Good deal. We are now joined by Matt DiBenedetto, driver of the number 21 Menards FVP Ford for Wood Brothers Racing. We're going to go straight into questions. We're going to start with Jeff Megalichetti. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations. As one of the first users of the Choose Cone, I guess, what was your thoughts on it, and what made you pick that lane prior to the final 15-lap restart?
Yeah, I thought the Choose Cone was awesome. Executed well, went smoothly. NASCAR, I think, did a really good job of making it where it's very clear cut, so you have to make a clear decision. So, no, it's great. I think we could do it more often, so I was happy with that, and glad we chose the outside on that last restart. I couldn't get a good launch, but I knew if I could clear him off of two, I would be good and smooth sailing, so we hung on for it.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck in the All-Star.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Matt, just what does this mean to you in the sense Bristol was a place where you had one of your biggest days of your career, just to kind of capitalize on this moment?
Oh, man, this is big. I'm really, really excited to be able to compete in my first All-Star race. And not only that, but doing it for the Wood Brothers team makes us extra special. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. So, and having all our, you know, our great sponsors that have helped to give me the opportunity to race in my first All-Star race, you know, driving the Menards FBP Mustang tonight, and Motorcraft, Quick Lane, Ford, and all these folks that allow me to finally have my chance to compete in my first All-Star race, man. I know I keep saying it. That's really cool.
And was the final stage a little bit tamer than what you thought it was going to be?
I was just praying for no caution. Once we got the lead, I was really hanging on for dear life. We were really, really loose getting in the corner. I mean, right on ragged edge. So that was everything I had. So I was praying for no caution. I was surprised there was no caution. Thank goodness. Because I needed to break out to as much lead as I could and build that lead, because I was basically just hanging on all those last few laps. We were so free.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have time for one more question. Anybody else have a question for Matt DiBenedetto before we cut him loose? Matt, congratulations racing your way into the NASCAR All-Star Race, and good luck with the rest of the evening.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy.